This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here at the table from the NFL Network, Chris Rose sitting down with us. You can follow him at Chris Rose on Twitter. How you doing?
Hello, Bill.
Now that the opening night is over, do you get to breathe a little?
A little bit, but it's a fun night, and I wasn't so sure how it was going to work out when they started this at Super Bowl 50 out in the Bay Area, and I was like, really, they're going to move this from the day to the night? I think it's great. I think it's a good way to kick things off. The players have Tuesday off, so it kind of gives them a chance to breathe instead of just getting piled on top of one another. And it's a fun atmosphere. I mean, it's a little goofy, but so what?
Yeah.
The game's 6 days away. Enjoy it.
We don't have as much nuttiness. We had one clown last night.
Yeah, one
clown.
Nobody
walking around in an evening gown. We had one person in an evening gown. No brides, no rodeo clowns,
right.
none of the fun and frivolity. They've kind of eliminated that a little bit. But for the most part, it's great for the fans.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a TV show. I mean, it's a three-hour TV show, and I love that our guys, Irv and Willie McGinnis and Dion and Nate, they all get it. Right next to these guys.
Yeah.
And I know it's a little frustrating, obviously, for the media, but, you know, it's really for the fans.
Right.
That's what it's about. And if you can give them a few hours of entertainment and see if those guys can let their guard down for a little while, then it's all good.
Were you surprised at the amount of Patriots fans in the house?
I was shocked.
That Patriots have been there, done that so many times, and not everybody would be here.
But,
it's amazing.
But then again, they had 35,000 at their send-off on Sunday.
Right.
So, yeah, good for them. Listen, you don't have to like the Patriots. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to like Tom Brady. But, man, 9 of the last 18 Super Bowls, I work with guys that are legends in this sport, and they're sitting up there shaking their head at this thing.
Yeah.
Saying, I cannot. I mean, and Michael Irvin won 3 out of 4.
Right.
Right? And he's sitting here going, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't. You know, Irv does his thing.
What's that say, then, about what Belichick has created? Because as much as you want to go with Tom Brady, and they've been together for a long, long time.
It's unreal.
But we got into this debate with Chris Sims a little earlier today where Brady plays within the system that's been set up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a master at it, okay? He's mastered that. You can't take that away from him. So what does that say about what Bill Belichick has created in New England?
I think right now, obviously, because you're looking at a 41-year-old Tom Brady who, although he has played exceptionally well in his last 6 playoff games, you know, you're still looking at a guy that's been over 40. Like, we don't remember how good he was 7-8 years ago. I mean, he was ripping it, you know, and so it wasn't just the system. It was the greatness of Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. He's still great. He's still great. I mean,
or does he make it look too easy that we just say?
Well, no, but I mean, he's now getting the ball out of his hands in less than 2 seconds. I mean, how are guys supposed to get there and touch him in that time? So what they're saying is we've got a 41-year-old quarterback, okay? He's our best guy on the field offensively. How do we keep him upright? Let's call the short passing game. Let's go back to the old Bill Walsh, you know, I'll take a 5-yard gain here and that's my run.
Right.
You know, and so they're just playing to what is given to them and what their biggest strength is, and that's keeping number 12 upright.
Is that now, when you talk to everybody, when you talk to fans, they'll say, well, Brady's played in this system and they've been successful without Brady, so therefore it's the system.
What's successful? They went 10-6 1 year without him.
That's what I've said.
But they didn't make the playoffs.
Exactly. That was
so
what Matt Castle
they don't did. Measure success by raising AFC East banners.
Right.
You know, do they even put that stuff up?
My argument is that he makes it look so easy the way he does it. He takes advantage of what you will give him, and he's the best at it.
But that's being a quarterback.
That's exactly my point.
Right? It's not always listen, last week against Kansas City, there were times he had to make great throws on 3rd and 12. And how many times did he move the chains when they were long, right? On 3rd down? That's the greatness of Tom Brady.
See, I agree. I don't know why people want. Why do people want to knock him? Just because he's gorgeous and he's got a gorgeous wife and it's the pretty family?
Yeah, because we're used to. We always are looking for the shiny new toy, and that's partially our fault, you know, with media. And, you know, we're looking for a different story. It's just that, you know, we look back now on Michael Jordan's career. How often do we discuss it? It's daily because of the greatness of LeBron and all that. And we're saying, no, Jordan was definitely the GOAT, and you're bringing up all the great stuff. Man, enjoy Tom Brady for what he is.
Right.
I mean,
do you think 41, he can play until he's 45?
Yeah, I do. I'm not betting against him.
Right.
Nope.
I think a lot of people at the beginning of the season thought, well, maybe this is the beginning of the end with the infighting with Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
and
but they don't play for September, October, November, December. Yeah. They play for January. They're a smart organization. Now, I will say this. I'm shocked that during this reign, there hasn't been one quarterback in that division that has stepped up and said, get on my back and let's go.
Yeah.
Not one, right? Like, who's the best quarterback he has played against in that division?
Oh, God.
Chad Pennington?
Question. Maybe. That they've had, you know, Tannehill? No. I mean, you can start going through that list.
How about the Bills? They've J.P. Lossman?
They've had – I mean, you could probably just put Brady and then list all the quarterbacks that have played against him in that division.
I would like to have seen Sam Darnold come into the league about 10 years ago because he's a guy I think that'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, they've all just fallen by the wayside.
So do you go with the experience or do you go with the youth and the guys that don't know any better just to be there and beat the Patriots and the Rams? Because Sean McVay is a rock star.
Yeah, he is a rock star. It's just that with the Patriots, man, every little mistake they capitalize on. I've never seen it in professional sports this way, ever. So, you know, D Ford lines up offsides by that much, and all of a sudden the Chiefs are sitting at home instead of being in Atlanta. And that's because the Patriots will make you pay. Their offensive line didn't have one false start at Arrowhead last week.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Like, in that place? Not one? I don't get it.
Last year we heard, and by the way, we were talking with Chris Rose of the NFL Network. You can follow him at Chris Rose on Twitter. Last year you heard guys leaving the Patriots, and they said, it's no fun to play here. Well, you know, we don't enjoy it, but yet every year they're back here.
Right. Well, I buy that too, by the way.
It
doesn't look super fun from the outside. Now, it might be. They might.
Right.
And I talk with Willie McGinnis all the time about this. I was like, do you guys enjoy this? Like, does Bill ever come up and talk to you like you're a human being? He goes, all the time. He goes, you guys just don't see it.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something to it. But, yeah, I can't imagine when you're that good and that successful, sometimes there's a price to be paid in the fun department.
Yeah.
So what is more fun? Is it winning 5 Super Bowl rings or winning one, like Lane Johnson said, and tearing the town apart?
Yeah, I'm completely flabbergasted that Randy Moss never won a ring with those guys.
Right? It's crazy.
You know, with as good a talent as they had and the way they were. Man, oh, man, oh,
yep.
Man. I know you got to run, but I wanted to say thanks for coming over.
Absolutely.
Great night last night. You guys were featured. It was fantastic.
By the way, I love the state of Wisconsin. I went to camp up there in Hayward, Wisconsin, 54843 on the zip code, I think. Up at Camp North Star for 6 years.
Has there been anybody that's never gone to Wisconsin? There's always a Wisconsin tie.
I loved it. From 82 through 87, I was there for 8 weeks every summer, and it was fantastic. I loved it.
And I don't want to be the big bucket of cold water, pardon the pun, but it's right now 20. It'll be 20 below tomorrow, and a wind chill of, I think, 40 or 50.
Right. Which is why I went to summer camp. In summer.
Yes.
Yes.
But this is the reason that the NFL will never, unless they would have a dome stadium there, never host a Super Bowl in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think we're good. We could probably move on to the next topic.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks
Bill,
for stopping
thank you
by.
Very
I appreciate
much.
It, buddy. There you go. That's Chris Rose from the NFL Network joining us for a couple of minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.